Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the Alita 7 Tongue Licking and 4 Sucking Modes Male Masturbator Cup from Acme Joy. So, okay, to explain this toy, because it does require a little bit of explanation, you got to understand all the different things that go into a blowjob. There's been plenty of toys that can vibrate and suck and spin and whatnot, but like unlike having sex, like when you're having sex with a chick, you're just thrusting into her pussy, and her pussy, you know, it might be tightening with the muscles and the kegels and whatnot. You know, it's wet and slippery and all that, and that's all sex is. You're basically just thrusting into a rough, slippery, tightening kind of hole. A blowjob requires a lot of different moving parts. You have the sucking. So you have the suction from her mouth actually sucking on your dick like a straw. You have her licking your dick. You have her jerking you off. You have her spitting on your dick. There's all kinds of things that go into a good blowjob. And it's very difficult to harness that into a toy because there's so many different things that it has to do. This is probably the best attempt I've ever seen. What it's a blowjob simulator that simulates two of the functions of a blowjob. You have the hole here, which simulates like this, the, you know, like her mouth and the friction from her lips. But then you have the suction and you have a flicking tongue. So you have suction, you have friction, and you have a tongue which can, you know, caress your penis and everything. So it's not perfect. I mean, it's still missing the hand job portion. It's still missing the spitting on your dick portion. But you know what? Not bad. Not bad. And for a sub $100 toy, very good. Very good effort. Okay. So there's three buttons on here and they all operate independently. The first button is like a pair of lips with a tongue. This operates the tongue. The next one are these three ovals. This operates the suction. And the third one is this little speaker looking thing. This operates some sound effects. Now, the power cord and the headphone jack are the same thing. So this is the power cord. You plug it in and it's charging, all right? So it's USB powered, no big deal. On top of the power cord, you can plug these earbuds in if you want to like put these in. The sound effects are horrible. I'll play you a sample. I did record them using like a line out cord to record them onto my computer. These sound effects are awful for two reasons. Number one, the compression is terrible, the audio is terrible, but more importantly, this is an oral sex toy. And it's using the same exact sound effects that I've seen in a bunch of other toys that are simulating vaginal sex. So when a girl is sucking on your dick and flicking her tongue on your dick and all that stuff, she's not moaning and talking. Unless she has two mouths, unless she's like a Siamese twin with two heads, she should be only talking in vowels. You should, you know, like she should just be going, and that's it. Like just that kind of thing. She shouldn't be talking or moaning. So the sound effects is a complete, absolute waste of time. If they were going to bother, they should have used oral sex sound effects, not vaginal sex sound effects. Now, there's no speaker on the toy, so the only way to listen to the sound effects is to plug in the pair of headphones, which I'm not going to do. I already demonstrated how bad the audio quality is, but anyway, let's do the other thing. So this toy doesn't vibrate. What it does, it has suction and it has the tongue. The tongue does vibrate, but I'll show what I'm talking about. So let's turn on the tongue first. All right, so you see that? Oh God, the reflection is awful. So this is one of those cases where the lower setting might be better because you turn it up too high and it's like, it gets pretty insane. Whereas you turn on the lower setting, you can feel the tongue. You can see the tongue going. Jesus Christ, this glare out of control. All right, so you see the tongue? Now, to show you, like, when I put my finger in, I can't really reach the tongue. The tongue is pretty far in there. You pretty much have to go balls deep. And what I recommend doing is I learned this the hard way. Don't let this tickle the tip of your dick, because that kind of hurts. What you want to do is you kind of want to rest your dick on the tongue. So like put the tongue underneath your dick. Like here, imagine the tip of your dick. You want to put the tip of your dick on top of the tongue and let the tongue kind of flick underneath the tip of your dick. If you let it kind of tickle the tip of your dick, it'll hurt. I learned that the hard way. So that's the tongue, right? So not bad, not bad. Let me turn that off. Let's turn on the suction. All right, so the suction, see that little straw? Let me see if you can see that. There's a little straw here. That's where the suction actually happens. And it comes out right here. Right here where my thumb is. That's the kind of the exhaust for the suction. So if there are fluids in there, like it did spurt out some water because I did clean this earlier. So there's some water in the tubes. It'll spurt it out here. No big deal. You can actually kind of hear it. Cover it with my fingernail. Anyway, so this is your normal suction. So, I mean, like, I know it's hard to tell. So I'm just putting my finger in here. I'm not, like, pushing it in or out. I'm just letting the suction do it. So that's the suction. It's pretty powerful. You can see it moving the insert in and out. All right? And we could turn it up so it sucks it more for longer. Oop. So find the setting that works for you regard the suction. All right, let me pull my finger out. Okay, so that's about it. You can combine these, and you can have the suction and the tongue, and that's about all she wrote. It doesn't vibrate, it doesn't spin. You just have the suction, and then you have the tongue. Okay, let me turn this everything off. This insert comes right out. As you can see, it goes all the way through. Easy to clean, just rinse it out. There is a pocket here for a bullet vibrator, but it does not come with one. Jeez, you can't see shit. Why is this so washed out? All right, sorry about that. I just adjusted the exposure so that you can actually see what the hell is going on, because the light is trying to compensate and doesn't work with the white. Okay, as you can see, there is a chamber here on this insert for a bullet vibrator. It does not come with one. But if you have an extra one, you can put it in here. I didn't really find the need. But this is a way to add vibration to the toy if you have a spare bullet vibrator. Not a big deal. The texture work is fine. It has like a little, kind of little, I don't know, fins. It has a fin texture design. No big deal. All right, so inside, because it has this suction thing, this is waterproof. You can just rinse this out. The problem is there's a lip here. There's a lip here, so any kind of fluids or anything are going to get stuck in the lip. It's going to be very hard to dry. It's going to be very hard to get all the fluids out because there's a lip here that can get caught on. Now, here's the thing. If you look right here, okay. So there's an arrow right here. It says on, off, and there's a little kind of arrow thing. And you can see that this is meant to be taken apart. It doesn't seem to be catching the detail because it's basically transparent plastic on white plastic and the light is washing it out. But there is a groove where this snaps in place. You basically push it together and twist it to snap it in place. And it's supposed to unsnap to take it apart. It will not oh, Jesus Christ. So, okay. I tried to take this apart the other day and it just would not unsnap. So now it's coming apart. But this did not come apart the other day. So this was going to be a big negative for this toy because it's a pain in the ass to clean if you can't take this apart. But of course, now it's come apart. So now it's not that big of a problem to clean. I don't know why it was such a pain in the ass the other day. Maybe using it and getting some moisture in there kind of, I don't know, broke it up a bit, or I don't know. I don't know, who knows? So that's how you clean it off. It's actually, okay, as long as it comes apart, it's not that hard to clean. It's when it doesn't come apart. It's when it refuses to come apart that it's a pain in the ass to clean. And then there you go. And then you put the insert back in and you're good. You're good to go. Okay. So since this wasn't a pain in the ass to take apart, I don't know why it was so hard to take apart the other day. Like I literally couldn't take it apart. That's why there's still moisture in here, because I couldn't like get a towel in there because this thing would not come apart. So anyway, okay. Glad to see it's working. Okay, so that's about it. Like, does it feel like a blowjob? Yes, it feels like a blowjob. It's probably the most accurate blowjob simulator I've ever used, because it captures the suction and it also has a tongue. Now, I think the tongue, it's not realistic. Like, here, let me show you. All right, so this tongue, it's very small. I would have appreciated like a bigger tongue. Like, it's okay if it, you know, it doesn't have to flick. It can just, I don't know. I'm sure they did some focus testing. This tongue is pretty small. I would have liked something a little bit bigger or wider, but I guess it's better than nothing. Just remember, you want to rest your penis on the tongue. You don't want to put your penis to the tip because it hurts. Let me show what I'm talking about. All right. So you put your, this is your dick, all right? You put your dick, look at it. It's just like beating it up. That hurts. Like, that's like scraping against your urethra. Does not feel good. But if you rest your dick like on top of it, then it feels good. This feels good. This doesn't feel good. This hurts. Unless you're into like getting your urethra poked or something, which I don't know. That's not what I'm into. But yeah, resting your dick on top of it feels good. So anyway, okay. So let's talk about price. All right, this toy, I guess it MSRP is at about $100, $98.74. It's on sale for $78.99. I do have a coupon code for $10 off. This is a pretty good deal. Now, I enjoy blowjobs. Like, in fact, they're one of my favorite things because you don't have to wear a condom. You don't have to worry about getting a girl pregnant if she's sucking your dick. So you can just enjoy it. Plus, when a girl's sucking your dick, she's doing all the work. So it's something you can just lie back and enjoy. Whereas when you're having sex, you're kind of like on the spot to do a lot of the work. And that's a lot of pressure. So I love a good blowjob. Who doesn't love a good blowjob? So I've missed having a nice realistic blowjob. So this toy is a recommend from me because it does have a good realistic blowjob. You get the suction, you get the tongue. Now it can't jerk you off, it can't spit on your dick. There's parts that are missing, but you can kind of simulate that yourself. Like, you can basically jerk off with this to simulate the hand job part of the blowjob. And you could just kind of squeeze lube on your dick and to simulate the spit. So it's pretty much there. I can't think of too many things they could add to this to make this more realistic, to make this closer to the real thing. I think they nailed it. So if you miss blowjobs, if you haven't had a good blowjob in a while, you're like, you know what, I could go for a blowjob. And you're like, but I don't want to buy an escort and pay her hundreds of dollars to suck my dick. Well, this thing costs less than $100 and you can use it as many times as you want. And it simulates a blowjob, and you get the suction, you get the tongue. The sound effects are a complete waste. They use the wrong sound effects, and the quality is dog shit. Also, the one criticism I do have, actually, I was going to mention this earlier. There is no pressure release button. When you have a suction toy, you need to have a pressure release button, and there is not one for this toy. Now, it doesn't just suck, but you can get into a situation where the suction gets kind of painful and you're trying to pull out, you know, and it hurts, you know, like that, you know, just something like that. And that's the problem. Usually when it comes to suction toys, there's a button that allows you to dump the pressure immediately. So if it starts to hurt, you can just hit the button and kind of turn the suction off. And there isn't one. Like, you can hold the button down to turn the suction off, but that takes like a couple seconds. It would have been nice if there was, like, get rid of the sound effect button and turn that into a suction release button, and this would have been like a perfect score. But yeah, the sound effects are worthless, and there's no suction release button. That's the only criticism I could give. That's about it, though. Easy to clean, other than, like, again, for what, again, I just can't emphasize this enough. When I was using this the other day, I could not take this apart. I was really working it, too. Like, I don't know what happened. But I guess just the moisture from using it combined with it, I don't know, sitting overnight, it got in and lubricated the joints or something. And now I can take it apart, no problem. But when it was brand new out of the box, I couldn't fucking take it apart for some reason. It just would not cooperate. So there's that. And this is the moisture you see, that's just water. I cleaned it out very thoroughly after using it, but this is the problem, because I couldn't take it apart, and because there's a lip over here, I couldn't dry it. there was this moisture I couldn't get to, and that's where this moisture is coming from. So if you order one of these and you can't take it apart, I guess just kind of squirt some lube in there and like let it soak in and then see how it works, because now I'm able to take it apart for some reason. Anyway, I recommend this toy. Very rarely do I have like a toy which offers a different experience. Most toys do the same thing. They vibrate, they spin, they suck, they do stuff like that. This one offers a simulated blowjob. Very realistic. I'm very impressed. So, could they do better? Possibly. I mean, they could get the telescoping. Get a telescoping tongue. Maybe get a bigger tongue, wider, more realistic. It's kind of a small tongue. There's improvements that could be made, but I think whatever they do in the future, it's going to be based on this. They could add things to it. They can improve things here and there, but I think the overall kind of concept has been nailed down. This is a good blowjob toy. So if you like blowjobs, pick it up. $10 off, already on sale. There is also there's some Black Friday, Cyber Monday promotions. So if you're into that sort of thing, there'll be additional coupons. These are going to be very limited time. So if you don't get this soon, then the promotion's going to go away. You're not going to get your discount. But take advantage of these discounts while they're present before they go away. Anyway, thank you, Acme Joe, for sending me this toy. This is Turd Flingy Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.